and A2YU setting your testing. Hello, hello. And A2YU.
LAKPP mobile.
KF8BXS. KF8BXS from WAFU.
Is that the Don call?
KF8BXS from WAFU.
NAKPP mobile.
KPP.
This is KZ8Z. Was that you I heard, Wally?
Hey, good morning, Dave. It was. I'm heading towards the Little Breakfast Club, so heard Sean there a little bit. Curious. Sent it out a call I didn't hear of. I just was wondering if that was the Don's call. What are you up to, buddy?
Greg and I are going to sneak over and see what's new at the GM plant swap. We're over at the Packers plant on Van Dyke and I don't know, 22 mile maybe. Haven't been there in a long time. So we're going to see what's going on there and then maybe the other time.
Caught about every other word, so you must have been in handy talking of some sort. Packers plant. Is that a strictly a ham only type thing, or is that a general public thing?
Yeah, I should start to get better as I crest this little hill I'm going over. Right near my house, I'm kind of in a bowl up in Rochester Hills. I'm on 25 mile road. It's just east of the Quinder now, and I'm on the Warren repeater. It's the best one for me out here. But the Packer plan is the GM trunk swap. So that's obviously ham related. But then there's a farmer's market that's at the same place. That's every Saturday. And that's just, you know, normal farmer's market. But it's pretty good.
Oh, very good. Yeah, after breakfast, I got to run up to 25 Hayes and go pick up Marion. And we got to go ring shopping. So, well, that's my day. So, I told her I would be there. So, about 10:30. So, I think I should be able to pull that off. A little ahead of schedule today. I'm 12 mile and 94, so it's working out pretty good. So, I take it you're on a handy talkie or you're on a real radio?
I'm on my mobile radio, which is the, what is it? It's a Radiodity DB20, I think. I forget the model. But it's that really teeny one that's, GMRS, but it's wide open as long as you hit the certain buttons. So that's what I'm using.
Oh, very good. That should have been a better signal than that, I would think, you know, especially with an antenna. I knew New Baltimore is in a bubble, and... it helped a lot when Sean put that repeater up there in Richmond, but it's not handy talking material, that's for sure. So, but it did help a lot. So, but hopefully we'll get something down a little bit, or maybe a mini repeater, maybe something I could do. Who knows? You know, just something just to cover it locally, or even a hot spot on my outside antenna. I'll figure out something. You know, maybe cover a little bit better for my little town. It seems since I'm probably the only ham in town, but I think there's more, but I don't know. So what club is the Packer one? That's that Utica, right? That one?
The trunk swap is the GM club, General Motors club. I don't know if Yusika does any swaps anymore. I know a year or two ago they had one, then canceled it, and they kind of go back and forth. They might have one scheduled this year. I don't know. But the GM guys do this every, I think it's every month, like the third Saturday of the month or something. They used to meet at the Packer Clinic, too, at the club, which was really cool. But then they stopped that a few months ago, and I think they meet, not sure. I think they're in a church now. They're going to church. Packer Plant was really cool, but it was a little chilly in the winter, so they decided not to go that route. Which I think is unfortunate, because that was a great place to meet. A lot of history there, obviously.
Oh, very good. Okay, yeah, I kind of extrapolated what you said, and I kind of misread it. Now I got a trunk swap with the Detroit club. Okay, yeah, that sounds like fun. I'm going to have to put that on my bucket list of things to do. So I don't think I'll be able to do next month, but I will be able to do October, so look forward to it.
Well, and wouldn't it figure, I think they only go through September, because once it cools down, they don't do it anymore. So it's just in the summer months. But, you know, you can always cancel your ring shopping and stop over there this morning. Ooh, that wouldn't go well at all.
Yeah, good thing I'm alone and she doesn't like to hear all this stuff. Yeah, that wouldn't go very good at all. So, yeah, that's where we're going. I'm getting hitched next month, so not time is up a premium this last month or two, so I haven't had much time to do anything. But last night she had some stuff to get ready to move and things of that nature, so I just stayed home, took care of the yard work at my house, and I don't know, what else did I do? Fixed one of my toys, played radio for a little bit, talked to the grandkids, coached my son on how to fix his motor on his boat. Totally blew it. I don't know if you know anything about motors, but he totally blew his motor. I've never seen a motor take out every freaking main bearing. Usually when I was younger, I used to work on motors a lot. I was like a motorhead. And usually, you know, you only took out one main bearing. This thing spun every main bearing. I was shocked. You know, it's like he ran it out of oil. And I know he didn't, but it was like unbelievable. Big old 454. And a block alone is like $5,000, an engine block. So he's got a big expense coming up to get his boat floating again. So I did a lot of helping him last night, too.
Oh, geez. Well, that's a classic boat story. Boats and pools. You always want to have a friend that has a boat and a friend that has a pool rather than yourself. Bring the beers. And they can take care of all the rest. Yeah, my dad was a big boater for many years. Ended up with the last one he had was a 39-foot Marinette, which are aluminum boats. Really sweet boat. So that's where I got my boating fix, you know, kind of from high school on. But he sold that a number of years ago. That was their kind of, instead of having a cottage up north, they had a boat. It was cool. They kept it on the Detroit River over on the Canadian side because they were from Canada anyway. And, yeah, boats. Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, this is stupid money, too. And the other bad thing about this boat, it's got a 454, and as you and I both know from that that generation, you know, for a car motor, that even wasn't that popular of a motor. You know, like the 350s are all over the place. You can get those relatively cheap. You can get those relatively used, you know, in just about every boat that, you know, the hull isn't any good and it's got a 350 motor in it. But this one, 454, I said to him, I said, why can't we just convert this thing to a 350 and call it a day and then sell it? You know, nobody will know what was in it originally and just off it. So, I mean, we're going to be looking around. We'll put something in it, but it's only 26 foot. It really doesn't need a power plant that big. Plus, the 454s were known for, not known for fuel economy. They were terrible with fuel. But I will say one thing, when you wanted to go in a hurry, this boat would scoot.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, actually, to put a 350 in there. I think my dad had twin 350s in it, but I could be wrong. They may have been bigger, but I don't think so. I think there were two 350s. But that was wild. You'd have to open up that engine compartment. or as you say, the power plant, and looked down at these two engines down in there. I was like, man, that's a lot of engine power going through this thing. But I guess you need that, you know, with the friction to get it going. Once they're moving, as you know, they scoot, like you said, but get them going. Yeah, I could see that 454 would really be helpful, and just watch the gas meter spin down.
Yeah, this boat isn't that big. It's only a 26 footer, but it's got a 100 gallon tank in it, you know, and marine gas is like stupid money, which doesn't make any sense because there's no road checks on it, but they still charge you road checks just in case somebody decides to put marine gas in their car. So, but that's just our little politics for today. So, but yeah, that thing just, it just sucks and sucks the gas. And I told him, I said, just prop it down. That's easy to do. If we can't find a 350, and I'm sure it's the motor mounts and everything are the same, the bell housing's the same, everything's going to be the same, and, you know, we'll just drop that in there and, you know, finish out the year with it and then off it. But we did find a motor rebuilder in Madison Heights, Motor Works. We're going to go next week. I'm going to go with them. We're going to talk to those guys and see what they got. So, they believe it or not, they specialize in marine motors. So, and it's quite a website, and I Googled it under their regular, you know, just type stuff, and it's supposed to be quite a big company, and it's around here, so I'm going to have to find these guys.
Yeah, that sounds cool, Wally. Okay, well, I'm pulling in here, so I'm going to wish you well. Have a great day. Looks like it's just fantastic out. So have a great breakfast. We'll talk soon. Okay. See you, Wally. Easy, easy. Clear.
Take care. Tell Greg I said hi. You guys have a good day. N-A-K-B-B.
KGA-VSI, good morning.
Don't spend too much money, Greg.
Yeah, I don't plan on spending any, but, you know, you never know what kind of fines there might be.
Very good. Yeah, I'll make it there next year. It sounds like fun. Plus, I got a boatload of Chinese radios I need to get rid of. Of course, they probably won't go there, but I mean, they're probably not even worth putting in the car, $25, $30 radios.
Yeah, after almost 2 years, I've got a small collection of things that I don't really use, but I don't know that there's a lot of value. So, yeah.
Very good. Okay. Well, you have a good day. I'm cruising down to Quinder, and I got to find a new place. I guess the old place had some sort of electrical problems, so they have moved. So I'll chat with you later, Greg. You'll be good. VFI, I believe, from NAKPP.
All right. Have yourself a good day, KEACSI. Dave, you still here?
I am still here, just sitting in my car. I heard you chime in, so I stayed put. Just pulled in. It looks like they got a bunch of the, where they used to park cars, is now blocked off. So when you come in, you're going to go down the main entrance, turn around. You'll see me. I'm parked right by their driveway.
All right. I am westbound 24 mile, about a quarter mile from Van Dyke. Probably 4 minutes. We'll see you shortly. KZ8, be back.
Okay, cool. KZ8, see
you. Maybe it's here.
WB8E monitoring.
and AKPB mobile.
Yes.
Kilo Echo 8, Echo, Echo 8 Foxtrot, looking for radio check, please.
KE8 VSI mobile.
AB8TR W8FU. W8FU KZ8Z. W8FU.
I scored a tuner today. Greg and I went to the GM trunk swap, and I got the LDG 600 AT or AT 600 Pro 2 for $100. Couldn't pass that up.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a smoking hot deal on a very good tuner.
Yeah, so I just didn't have a cable, so I just ordered a cable for an extra, I don't know, $10 or so. So as soon as that comes in the next few days, I'll be trying that out. So I just wanted to thank you for keeping an eye out, and we can close this case down. Thanks, Sean. KZ8Z.
All right, very cool. I'll look forward to hearing your review of it. Catch you later, W8FU.
W8FU. KE8VSI.
QST from WBED. If you're going to the Lark in a Park, it is not at Winter Cove at Stony Creek. It's at West Branch. Instead of making a right, you make a left. QST from WBED. QST from WBAD, if you're going to the Larkin Park, it's still at Stony Creek, but not at Winter Cove, it's at West Branch. Instead of making a right, you make a left. WBAD with a QST.
ACAPT, testing.
You want mobile? W8FU.
I am surprised I'm making it into the repeater.
What's up, AA Ron? Where you at?
I'm on Key Wadden Road.
All right, well, it's kind of rough. I heard you're up there in Fort Gratiot. I caught that, but it's rough. So you are kind of end of rope. Yep, just a little rough, not making it. Well, a lot rough, actually, but not quite making it.
Coming in a little bit better towards the end here, so maybe I'll be better now, maybe not.
bad at all. So, but you know how it goes. Next transmission will be terrible.
Yeah, but since I was out this way, I wanted to test it to see how far I can get, and I'm impressed. I can get pretty far with it, so I think it's pretty good out this way.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you got to pick your spot, but it sounds like it's working. I'm looking forward to getting that antenna changes out there. How are you hearing it? How's your copy?
So, for the most part, I'm getting a little bit of picket fencing because, you know, I'm in the car, so I'm driving. But there's times when it comes in full quiet while I'm out here, which is really good. So, when you said I was rough, it was definitely rough coming in. But now that I'm coming in, when I'm coming in better, I'm hearing it.
All right, very good. Yeah, it's we're gonna be significantly improving the receive antenna and improving the transmit antenna. So the transmit will be better by about 6 dB, and the receive's gonna be better by 6 dB and a whole lot of height, you know, a whole lot of footage. So it should work out real nice. Looking forward to it. So, yeah, not bad. I'm pretty happy with it.
Yep, I'm going to be going down in the ship here, so I'm probably going to lose it.
Yeah, you called it. It dropped. Lost you. So, and I got to pay attention here. I'm at the... I'm on the service drive right here at 696 and 75, and I got to figure out how to get through this quagmire. I've not been through here since they rebuilt it. If you've heard me, I'll be back in a minute. W8FU.
Yeah, hey there.
Hey. So, did you see Donald got his call?
No, what is it?
If you were to put Bravo X-ray between the 8 and the S in your call, you'd have it.
KF8BSX.
BXS. Yeah.
Kind of a tongue twist. There's B as in Bravo, right? K. F8 Bravo Sierra X-ray.
Oh, Bravo X-ray Sierra. BXS.
Okay, BXS. Like he's an accessory. He's an accessory. Trying to figure out a mnemonic.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, X doesn't lend itself really well to things. As I know, my favorite was xenophobic, which was confusing and deliberately. I used to like wretched xenophobic Eight Linguini. I used to like that, but yeah, that was another day, another gala.
Oh, I got it. KFA, big excess. He's a big excess.
Yeah, it's a good-looking call, but it doesn't roll real well, either phonetically or on CW. But it's a good-looking call. Well, he can always get a vanity. He can get T the Donald somehow.
Has he been on any repeaters yet?
I don't even think he has his radios programmed up.
He was, for some reason he wanted to wait until he got his ticket to put the stuff in his radio.
W-E-T-T-T.
Alright, well I'll have to congratulate him when I hear him. T-E-8-B-S-I, go ahead, Captain Don.
Yeah, he told me on Facebook he's going to be on the air tomorrow, so I think he's still programming his radios. I replied to his post and said, put down this this frequency and PL tone, and I said, you can get on today. So he might pop in earlier if he can program his radio, but he said tomorrow he'll be on for sure.
That's weird. If I had my license, I'd be on that day.
I know I was.
Yeah, he's done a lot of radio, though, up till, and it's going to speak to mostly the same people, so I can see where it might be anticlimactic, but, yep. Anyhow, I just pulled up. I got some frozen goods I got to get inside the house with. Catch you guys in a few minutes. I'm going to go turn on the basketball game. It's the gold. I wonder who'll win. All right, catch you a little bit, Sean. How was the lark, guys? I could not get to sleep, and then I could not wake up until 2:30.
That was a beautiful day, and lots of people showed up, several stations running, but the band conditions were horrible. But we hung out and chatted and whatnot. It was pretty good.
Good deal. Yeah, I've seen that there's some major solar flares. They're actually talking northern lights here and further south tonight, possibly. But you know how that goes. They see the possibility, and then it's a flip of a coin whether it actually shows up.
Dodging traffic here. Yeah, I mean, it was nice to get out and hang out and do nothing, basically. Don't get to do that often.
Yeah, I was really trying to make it to it. I went to sleep at 2:30, I think. And, well, I went to bed at 2:30, and I tossed and turned, because I haven't been going to bed till about 4 or 5. So I probably didn't fall asleep till 4 or 5, and then I woke up like 4 or 5 times. My alarm went off at 10:30, and I was like, no way am I getting up. So I reset it for 12:30, and I didn't even hear it, so I must have set it for a.m. It just sucks. I really wanted to go, because at least if with my satellite rotor with the bad band conditions, there would have been some action, and I could have just pointed the antenna and let everybody else make cues.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you haven't got to figure out what's causing that. I wonder, you drink a lot of Mountain Dew. Maybe you should find, do they make a Mountain Dew that's like caffeine-free?
Man, when I was about 20 years old, they did, and I was drinking it, and it was good. It didn't taste any different, but they quit making it. It's like, come on, man. I do have one of those soda stream makers, and the syrup I bought, I had to buy it from some off company because they don't sell the Mountain Dew syrup in anything but in the U.S. and anything but those big 3 or 5 gallon boxes that you see at the stores, at the restaurants, and that doesn't have caffeine in it. And I made one, and it tastes okay. I just I gotta play around with it and fine tune it and get it to where it tastes like I want it. Then I gotta wean myself off of the caffeine. I think most of it is, I worked midnights for 28 years, you know, so when you do something for 28 years, it takes a long time to break that cycle, I guess. That's the only thing I can figure, and the only way I've been able to make larks that are early is if I stay up for 24 hours.
Yeah, there's a girl at work, she has the same problem. She's like, she can't sleep at night. She had to cut out caffeine. She switched to this, she's trying something else. I forgot what it was. It was this weird, green stuff, or I don't know what there was. It was like a health drink. And she said that's helped her. But I don't know if that would help in your situation. I'll have to look it up what it is. Damn it, why is the Amazon truck always near where I want to park?
Yeah, I mean, usually with this Mountain Dew, I can drink it and it doesn't faze me at all. When I get tired and I just fall asleep. It's just, that's the thing is I've been going to bed at about 4 or 5 in the morning and waking up at about 2. So, yeah, I tried to bring it down, you know, the last week. I've been trying to get up an hour earlier, set the alarm, and I was getting up at 5, and I got it down to 2. But, yeah, it's just crazy. And then there's sometimes I'll stay up for 30 hours, go to sleep at 11 o'clock at night, and then I'm getting up at 9 for a few days in a row, and then I go back to my house, and I start playing on the radio and doing stuff, and I'll stay up for hours and hours, and the next thing I know, I'm back on the freaking midnight schedule. It's just crazy, man. I just gotta discipline myself. Once I'm on a day shift schedule, I gotta try to stick to it. Say, okay, I gotta go to bed by midnight.
Yep. Well, I mean, you'll figure it out. Bunch of trial and errors. You'll figure something out. All right, I'm at my destination. I'll be on the node in a little while. I'm just I gotta unload all my stuff, and then I'll be over there at some point. I will catch you later. KF8S.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna go fire up the ASL3 on the mobile node in the house because this clear node hasn't been very reliable lately. It's been dropping out. And then I gotta run to the store, so I'll be on there later too. Catch you later. W8CPT. W-A-T-P-T. How you doing, Walt?
Pretty good. How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about the Don. I couldn't get in because I was about ready to get out. I had to go to the pharmacy. But, yeah, he's pretty excited about 2 meters. He's got UHF radio all set, but he wanted to get on 2 meters, so he wanted to go someplace else, which I understand. So we'll hear from him shortly, I'm sure.
Yep. I gave him this frequency and PL tone on Facebook so he can program it in the radio, and he said he'd be on here tomorrow, but he might end up popping on sooner. We'll see.
Yeah. Just call him KF8 Light.
There you go. That's funny. Yeah, it's the same as Dave's call sign, except it's got a Bravo X-ray in it.
Yeah, I was at John's place the other day, and he was there, and he had said that, you know, his call was going to be close because, you know, I guess they go sequential, and he kind of knew where the call signs were in the hierarchy, so that's exactly what happened.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I'm glad he finally got it. I knew he was going to pass when he was posted on Facebook. He was getting 100% on a practice test quite a bit. So Good deal, good deal. Now I just got to get off my rear and keep studying for extra, because I'm going to do that in honor of Professor Don. And, I mean, obviously I want it for myself, too, but he kept telling me, you need to get your extra, you need to get your extra. So I'm halfway through the studying, so once I dedicate myself to it for a good week, which I should be doing right now, I should be able to take it and pass it.
Yeah, same here. Well, I would have had a general if I would have paid more attention, but there was part of my life when I was raising kids and soccer games and football games and hockey games and all the other fun stuff that got in the way. There was like a freaking 10-year window that I blew because I had the technician plus thing, which was equal to the general, and I never did anything about it because I never knew anything about it and pay attention. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't hurt to take a test or two every now and then, keep yourself sharp. I've been kind of paying attention, and I'm taking that ham prep course thing online, and I'm doing about 65% right now on the random tests, but I think you got to get, you know, depending on the questions that you get, you know, I mean, I should try it. If I get lucky, you know, because some stuff I'm really good at, and the other stuff I'm just terrible at, you know, like the HF stuff I'm just terrible at because I have no experience with HF. You know, all the different bands, and where is this, and where is that, and can you talk here, and can you talk there, and everything else like that. And it's like, okay, that stuff is just for me right now. It's pure memorization. But think of what you said, you really don't realize any of the stuff until after you start using it, and then you just, then it all just comes to you naturally.
Right, like, I know 20 meter and 40 meter. You know, 20 meter is, 14.225 to 14.350 for general, and then 40 meters is 7.175 to 7.300. But the rest of them, I still got the band plan sitting on my desk and look them up.
Yeah, and you know, that might help. You know, granted, I can't talk much of those places, but maybe if I just got my hands on a radio and, you know, just started listening and switching around a little bit, I probably could figure it out.
Yeah, and then if you listen, too, you know, you'll get the bug more, too, because especially if you listen in the evening and if you're ever up, you know, pushing toward midnight and stuff, you start hearing a bunch of stations from Europe, like, loud and clear, and you're like, oh, man, I wish I had my license so I could answer that and get a QSO with them.
Yeah, plus that makes that a lot easier for me to go take that part of the test, you know. I go do thinking, okay, I know where this is at, I know where that's at, you know, I've been there, done that. And then Sean worded it, okay, I got the T-shirt and the trophy, time to move on, but, you know. But I guess I don't have the T-shirt and the trophy. You know, and some of the other stuff, man, I got that rock solid. You know, that's just like, you know, the electronic stuff, things of that nature. Piece of cake, you know, amps, volts, watts, all that stuff. Yeah, that's basically a no-brainer. So, at least for me, you know. So, everybody's got their strengths and weaknesses. I was telling somebody the other day, you know, I took my mechanical contractor's test years ago, and the first time I took it, I failed it. I kept asking all these questions about kitchen. I knew nothing about kitchen hoods. It wasn't my repertoire. So I studied my butt off. Got in trouble there. Studied my butt off on the kitchen hood. Next time I took the test, not one question on a kitchen hood. So it failed right through it. So I guess sometimes it just depends on the luck of the draw, too.
Roger that. Yeah, I've been using the ham radio prep, I think it is. You pay like 70 or 80 bucks, and they got videos you watch with chapters. And then at the end of every chapter, they have a quiz just on that chapter. So I won't move on to the next chapter until I'm scoring, you know, close to 100% on every question on each chapter. And then if I stop it for, like, today and then I start it up again tomorrow, I'll go through every chapter I already did, take the test until I'm getting 100, and then I'll move on to the next chapter. So it's kind of a little bit longer process doing it that way, but but you're breaking up all them questions into chapters, and that worked really well for me for tech in general. I mean, once I got through the whole video, you know, series for each one, then I switched to the one on my phone where you can take it on your phone and see how you do, and I just kept taking that one until I was consistently scoring, you know, 80-90%, and then I took the test. So yeah, that course, you know, you got to pay a little bit of money for it, but it really helps, and I still didn't understand a lot of the stuff on general. You know, I was like, okay, I'm just memorizing this because I have no idea what they're talking about. And shoot, about 5 or 6 of those things I've already got, you know, dove into, and I'm like, that's what they meant. Once you actually use it, then you understand it.
Yeah, agreed. All right, sir. I have to let you go. I am in the driveway, and I got the grandkid in the back seat, and he's staring at me like I'm weird. So I will chat with you a little bit later, and I'm sure I'll be out here a little bit later on the radio. So you'd be good. CPT, I think, and 8KB people.
Oh, he's staring at you because you didn't stop at the Dairy Queen. All right, I'll catch you later. WPPT, I'm clear.
McDonald's, yeah.
WPPT, monitoring. K8RUH mobile. W8FU from KFA BXS, you out there, Sean? Yes, I am. KFABXS from W8FU. Hello. Are you hearing any strange noises I shouldn't be transmitting? Everything sounds hunky-dory. Which radio are you on? You're full quieting, so I don't expect you to have much trouble from your location. Well, I am on the Wolfson 2-meter, 77-meter unit, and I've only got one frequency programmed into this thing, and you are my first amateur radio call. I gave you the honor. Well, thank you for that, and welcome to amateur radio. I'm sure you'll find it a lot of fun, and there's all sorts of things to do. But, yeah, sounding great. So very good. Good for your maiden voyage out here on the 2.6. Here.
That breaking station, go ahead. I'm not familiar with everybody's amateur call signs yet.
Yeah, still. Welcome aboard.
I copy you, and I thank you for that. I thought it was you, but I wasn't sure. And like I said, I have to start memorizing all these call signs. It's, you know, thank God there's only 217 of them versus 740 on the other band. But, yeah, thank you very much. This is the only frequency I've got programmed into this thing right now. I had trouble with the chirp software and doing all that to get the radio unlocked, so I just played with the RTS software, and I just got this all in and in place. And now when I get off the radio, I will shut this thing down because a certain young lady is giving me the evil stink eye. So at least I know the radio works and this one frequency works, and that'll be it for tonight.
Well,
go ahead. I suggest you just take a couple of minutes and see if there's anybody else out there, because we were talking about you over on the node. And there, just see if there's anybody else out here listening that wants to say welcome. I will take anybody else want to welcome Donald here.
Welcome aboard, K8ACW.
All right, thank you. Much appreciated. Like I said, it's the only thing I've got in it right now. I'll do all the heavy-duty programming tomorrow. But so this is the test, and the test seems to be working, and there's no odd noises or anything like that coming out of the radio. So thank you very much. KF8BXS.
Go ahead, Phil.
Okay. All right, well, I just want to say welcome aboard. We're almost home, so we'll be listening for you. Enjoy. Get other stuff programmed in there. We'll hear you around. Somebody say what I'm outside barbecue here. Right in an abandoned building's parking lot. Yeah. All right, catch you later, and enjoy. Over to you, Don. Hey, B.P.
Again, Phil, I thank you very much for your help and input and, you know, convincing me to do this. And, you know, like I said, I'm doing it for Professor Don as well. But, yeah, so like I said, this is my first channel programmed in, and I'm just testing more than anything else. And then tomorrow I'll start working on the 70 centimeter side, and then the day after that I'll probably do the 2 meter. So that's pretty much where I'm at. So thank you, everybody. I'm going to shut down now for the night. KF8BXS, we're clear.
Okay, yeah, let me just say that, so there's a lot of guys here. This is, as you probably know, there's a dashboard for this as well. And the FBI has four repeaters, normally all linked up together. And then, of course, we're connected up to a, MI-1, which is their UHF amateur system, which is another dozen repeaters or so. And then an assortment of personal nodes and whatnot. So you reach out, but like I said, there's not a lot of activity, but you'll hear any number of people. Okay, let you get to it, and welcome again, and we'll catch you later. ACW1, anything before we close it down here? W8FU.
I thank you for that tidbit of information. I'll look at the node stuff on the hubs and all that probably going into the week. Again, it's a little bit like baby steps for me, but again, much appreciated information. KF8, EXS, we're going out.
Mike, yourself?
Hey,
KAZXM. Very good copy at that time. Good evening. Name here is Don in Pontiac. Just sitting out on the back patio. I thought I'd throw my call out and see if anyone was around.
Hey, Don. This is Scott. Clinton Township. I'm over 15 at Gross Track. Not too far from you, but was doing the same. Got a little bit chilly, and I just got done raising my antenna up another 10 feet. As it was this going, I got up on top of that. Doing a little test on that, and seems to be working good, but now I'm talking on the handycock. Over.
Okay. Yeah, you're a little late into the repeater. There's some bacon fried. Not sure which repeater you're getting into. I forgot to pay attention to the courtesy tone. It would tell us if you're in the one or a different one. But yeah, just a little late into the repeater, but copyable. Audio's just a little light on that particular radio, but anyway, like I said, you're copyable.
Yeah, copy that. I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater right now. It's KCHUMP, Uniform Mike Papa. And, yeah, just using the A3FT5D with one of those, I can't remember, something or other, six antenna. I'm not far from it. I'm about maybe 2.5 miles from the repeater, over.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I got you then. I'm on the, I'm going into the Warren repeater, by way of a F-band repeater in my basement. the courtesy tone, if it's an R or a K, or tell me that you're in a remote site on the system or in the local one, but anyhow. What antenna do you say? You said you have a disc tone that you normally use. How high up did you say that you were able to get that today?
Yeah, copy. That's a diamond. I can't remember the number on it, but it's a diamond. It's up about 28, maybe 29 feet. Now it was at about 20 feet, so I got about another 9 feet up, and seems to do a lot better. I mean, it's, you know, not the greatest, but I can get all sorts of repeaters around. I think the furthest I was trying with a buddy just a little while ago, I could hit the Chatham repeater down in Windsor about as far out as I can get. I can hear Wyandotte. Can't transmit out, so obviously these things are a little bit better on the listening side, and you can listen all over. You know, it's pretty good for listening, but transmitting, yeah. I mean, I got out down to Chatham, so I'm pretty content with it, and yeah, it's up nice and sturdy. Over.
Okay, good. Yeah, I've had those antennas in the past. You're right; they do great on receive. Nice wide band. And they'll get your signal up in the air on transmit. Not a lot of gain, but it'll get a signal out, so that's good. So, yeah, and that's a pretty good height. You know, 30 feet or so is, I think my antenna is about 20, it's probably about 30 feet to the base as well. So that should be fine. You'll get plenty of local repeaters.
Yeah, copy that. I replaced the copper J-pole, which worked great for quite a while, but just trying to get out a little bit more and listen to a little more, so I got the SDR listening in on, you know, all sorts of stuff, like listening to air bands and all that kind of stuff, and some of that shortwave. Picks all that stuff up really good. 10 meters, 6 meters, this thing I can transmit 6 meters at the top of it, and that works actually pretty good for some of these local nets. And, yeah, other than that, I'm okay with it. I'd like to get a Yagi up there or maybe a log periodic or something I can rotate and, you know, play around with and just get out there. But, yeah, you get to these connected ones like this network here, and it's great. This is KAZXM. Becky, I did catch your call sign again, if you would, one more time.
KAZXM. This is KABB, Kello 8 Baker Baker. Name again is Don. And yeah, this is kind of cool because I'm sitting on my back patio with just a handheld and enjoying a bourbon and a cigar and sitting outside and chatting across town. So the repeater network is really pretty cool for that. And like I said, there's a local repeater over here that gets into the network, but I'm just a little marginal from the back patio getting into that one. So crossband in on, you know, one of the other repeaters in the network. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of cool. I don't do a lot of other VHF listening. I do have Yagi's up for some of the VHF, UHF frequencies, and they're cool. Yeah, they're all horizontal, so there's not much. I mean, yeah, you can get into repeaters and stuff with them, but it's really meant for the CWSSB weak signal stuff. And I don't, for as much trouble as it was to get those antennas up and all that, I don't use them nearly as much as I ought to for what their intended purpose is. But when I do get down there, they work pretty good. So a lot to be said for being able to aim the antenna where you want and have, you know, 20 dB gain in that direction. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, I just stepped outside now, and give me a signal report when you come back. But, yeah, these things are pretty cool. It's nice and sturdy. 30 feet is about as high as you're going to get. I made it with three sections of conduit, electrical conduit, and it's holding up really nice. It's nice, thick stuff, and it wiggles a little bit in the wind, but I had it up a little while ago, and I got some pretty good gusts on it. She's not moving too much at all. So back to you.
Yeah, you're probably doing fine. The signal actually came up a bit. The signal-to-noise ratio is a little better. There's a little less noise on the base signal, and so it definitely sounds like you're outside. I guess it's a better way to put it. It's there's less between your antenna and the repeater, I suppose. A little slightly better signal-to-noise ratio.
Yeah, copy that. I'm just trying to set this up so I can have something a little more robust and good in these repeaters. So this thing will work out, and I don't mind getting on the back porch with this little guy. And it's an FT5T rather, and I can't remember the name of this antenna, but it's working out pretty good. Something or another sticks, and it's about 18 inches long, and it seems to work better than the rubber duck it came with. K-A-D-X-M, back to you, K-A-D-D.
Yeah, the short little stubby antennas that come with the radios are great for, short distance, or if you're at a hand pass or something like that. But if you really want the signal to get out, putting a better antenna on it makes a big difference. If that's an 18-inch antenna, it's probably about a half wave, which is, or half wave or three-quarter wave. Anyway, it'll give you a little bit of gain by using an ancient ICOM 32AT from like 1990. But it's got a replacement antenna on it as well, and it makes a big difference. Those little ones don't have very good gain. They don't always tend to have a great SWR either. You know, it's just something to, I guess, get the signal out of the connector. Not familiar with the FT5, but I'm sure it's one of the newer digital radios. I haven't gone over in that. I haven't done the digital Wires X D4FM. Just haven't really gotten into any of that.
Yeah, I think that stuff could be a bit overwhelming. And I'm not really too much into it. I mean, there's a couple of repeaters that get on the Wires X and, the other Fusion and all that kind of good stuff. But yeah, I've talked a couple times. I don't like that digital sound and for the radio. It just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't do it for me. I've got a DMR Yaesu Fusion. It's a DMR hotspot, but it cross platforms to that Fusion and all that stuff, but I'm not hip to it too much, but works all right. But, you know, if you want to talk around the world, you can do it. Sit on the back porch and talk into that and then into the internet. And I tell people, new people that do this, I've only been doing this a few years, and, if you're going to pick something, pick two things and stick with it. Otherwise, you're going to overwhelm yourself, and you're going to want to get out of the hobby. It's just so much, and you can really, really overwhelm yourself. Back to you.
I agree completely. There's so much stuff you can do with the hobby, radio from anywhere from long wave, to listening all the way up to microwave and everything in between and all modes. I've been hanging around and playing with radio for, a long time, and And I there are a few things that I've kind of stuck with and, you know, picked it and stuck with it and gotten good at. And I've enjoyed that, even taking some time off and go away from radio for a little bit and come back. But I have to agree, I don't love the digital sound of the C4FM and some of the digital FM. You know, I understand it's narrow band, I understand you get a lot of data into a small amount of bandwidth and all that, but you're right, the audio just kind of annoys me, for lack of a better word, and I find that its efficiency is less. You know, if you've got a pure analog signal, you can, you know, if you're on the edges and you're marginal, you can sometimes pull it through, you know, with the just FM noise, and the digital kind of breaks down and gets pixelated a lot, to my perception, a lot sooner, it doesn't quite get through. Same phenomenon with the digital TV. You know, when you had an analog VHF picture, you could make it out and you could make it through when things were fuzzy, and with digital, you had to have about 85% or better, and if you got less than that, it was nothing. But anyway, now I'm sounding like an old fart. Get off my lawn. KATB.
Yeah, copy that, Don. This is it's good. It's good enough for me. I'm not too old, but I'm old enough, and I'm almost 50, and that's enough for me. And I don't want to. I'm semi-retired. I'm trying to slow it down a little bit, so I don't want to really pick up too much more. So this will work for me. I like to do some HF work on 40 and 20 when the conditions are good. And for the rest of the bands, I've never had any luck on 6 meter other than local stuff. 10 meter, I got frustrated with that just as a technician, so I became a general. I couldn't stand the fact that you just had that little sliver of that, and never seemed to work out for me, so I almost gave up on that. And then finally, I'm just going to study and take the test, and that way it opened it up. So I'm happy on 20 and 40 meters at night, and it's fine for me. I like to do POTA and all that kind of stuff. Back to you, Don. This is K8VXM.
Yeah, I haven't done much POTA, which is interesting because I've got a QFP rig and I've got a portable setup and some portable antennas and, you know, battery and a solar panel and a microphone and key and all that other stuff. I've done some of the Lark in the Park that some of the USICA guys do locally. In fact, I had one this afternoon. I was not able to get there today, a combination of working and family matters, but I would have liked to have stopped by there at least for a little bit. But I push some of them on the air. I haven't, tried to chase any awards or anything. But I think the concept is cool. You know, the summit's on the air, the park's on the air, the lighthouses that they were doing for a million years before that. It's a really cool idea. I just haven't gotten much into it yet. But for me, that's kind of real radio. You know, go set up a station in the park and portable antenna and a portable radio and make contacts around and... That's a lot of fun. I ought to do more of that, and I just gotta get off my behind and do it.
Yeah, roger that. I've been over to there a handful of times, and one of the guys, Tony, SRQ, forget his, the prefix, but Tony is a good guy, and I'm part of the Lance Cruise Club. I'm the vice president over there, and yeah, it's pretty good. I like getting out and do the Lark and do that stuff. I was doing it last year, went out a handful of times and met up with Tony and Walt and Chuck and some of the other guys and gals that I can't remember their names. But, yeah, I like to get out there and do that. So I might hit it up. I might end up seeing you out there at some point. Back to you.
Yeah, like I said, I got to just get out and do it. I'm nowhere near retired, so and my business is a little bit on call. So sometimes it's kind of hard to plan. All right, I'm going to take Saturday afternoon and go play. It's like, well, sometimes clients have requests and things like that that I need to do. But that all sounds like an excuse. I just gotta get out and do it. And I enjoyed it. I used to do it a lot, especially 10, 20 years ago when I was a little bit more into it. I did a lot of portable operation, a lot of mobile operating and stuff like that, and really enjoyed it. Just haven't quite gotten back into that part. But yeah, the Larks are nice, and I'm sure see out there at some. You know, they tend to go back and forth between Stony Creek and Metro Beach, and neither of them is especially close for me, but yeah, it's just a drive. And sometimes band conditions cooperate and sometimes they don't. But here at the top of the sunspot cycle, I know it's either in your favor that there'll be some pretty good propagation, and even with the small antenna or a little power, you'll be able to work some people.
Yeah, the way I always figure is, as long as you get out of the backyard and you're talking to someone and you're playing radio, that's way better than doing anything else. But that's been my opinion. But it's a good deal. I haven't been out of the Stony one. I've only been out to the one here at Metro because I'm right here. I'm right at 15 at Grossbeck, so it's not far for me. But well, maybe we'll hit you up sometime out there and we'll chat it up some more. But I'm gonna get inside. John, it's been real nice talking with you, and I hope to talk to you again. I'll get this thing up. I'll turn the radio on a little more often and just listen in, and if I hear it up, we'll chat again. So for now, this is 73 to you, and this is K8VXM, and I'll be clear on your final, Don. Thanks, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
Very good, Mike. Yeah, pleasure making your acquaintance, and nice chatting, and I'm sure we'll meet up sometime. So, take care. Have a great night. K8VXM from K8DB.
KSA-BTI, KK6J.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo X-Ray Sierra. This is Whiskey Charlie Papa Tango. Y'all there? W8CPT. KF8, yes, that's calling. KF8, EXS, clear.